Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show and also the Family Business Association and my management consulting firm, Mage, on the bottom side of your screen. We've worked with entrepreneurs and leaders since 1985 to help build high-performing organizations and leadership. Our next guest is Sam Milton, principal at Climate Resources Group and founder Enlighten Your Grow. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
Good. That's one of the longest names. It took up the rest of my sheet.
I know. I apologize for that. Well, part of that is because my primary company is Climate Resources Group. And then within that, I have Enlighten Your Grow, which has kind of become a standalone company in its own right. It's really gotten most of the attention, to be honest. So I kind of lead with both of those at the same time.
Well, why don't you tell us, you know, pick which one you want to talk about first, but tell us about your business. We love to hear about business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I founded Climate Resources Group 5 years ago or so. And I came out of that from the energy efficiency world. And I had been working on policy and programs for energy efficiency and renewables in Massachusetts and across the country. And I had been spending a lot of time going to meetings where, very important people in suits thinking about, what should the budget be for the next year and how can we, help to bring dollars into businesses' pocketbooks for the installation and use of energy efficient equipment. And the residential programs are always doing well. People love the light bulbs. People love the mini splits. But the commercial programs always were, they couldn't hit the budgets. They could never spend the money they wanted to spend. So I decided to strike out my own and say, all right, how can I help folks out there who are running businesses, operating businesses, take advantage of this money that's out there? MassSave, for example, the company that runs Massachusetts statewide efficiency programs, their budget loans have $1 billion. And so much of this money just isn't being captured. So I decided to go out and do this. It's been a lot of fun. I've kind of stumbled into this niche of working with cannabis businesses, actually, which has been a ton of fun, really rewarding. And that's kind of what my Enlighten Your Grow kind of service offering is all about.
So could you characterize these cannabis companies in terms of character, not character, but, let's say management leadership experience?
Yeah, it's really funny, Jeffrey. I mean, they're kind of all over the map. And I kind of think about it in different waves coming in. So the first wave, folks weren't very sophisticated in terms of their business acumen, to be honest. A lot of kind of basement growers who were just like trying to figure out, all right, wow, I can actually make some real money doing this, and started to expand, but still kind of mostly kind of carry on their traditions of being kind of an underground, basement style grower. Working a lot with cousins and family friends, that sort of thing. But as we've seen the industry become more sophisticated, and as bigger dollars come in from from kind of more institutional sides of the world. Still individuals, but more sophisticated dollars. You're seeing folks really starting to think about kind of the long-term investments, of their the dollars in these buildings, and really kind of making the most and trying to get them to last as long as possible, and also be prepared for what I think will be a pretty turbulent market for cannabis products in the next few years. We're going to see prices go all over the place. Massachusetts is really a great place to be selling marijuana products right now. But I think as the federal kind of prohibition is lifted, I will see prices collapse. And so folks who are thinking about the long-term prospects of their investments are gonna be much better situated.
So again, you sort of started to open a can that was a big topic, federal, that it's gonna be a national product. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be a lot of turbulence in the market as it becomes more national. Yeah. You see this as putting a lot of pressure on these small entrepreneurs, because that's what they are today. They're small regional entrepreneurs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, even the largest companies that are operating in Massachusetts and across the country are still relatively small companies. So I think when you see prohibition lifted, it'll be a wild ride. You'll see a lot of the large cultivation probably going out of state, I'm guessing. Because, frankly, cultivating in Massachusetts is more expensive than cultivating, large greenhouse facilities. Yeah, out west. But you'll see a proliferation, I think, of still kind of a some craft cannabis operators kind of happening, and kind of remaining true, to kind of their core market. And I think people or consumers over time will begin to hopefully kind of have that appreciation for a specific cultivator and their product. So that's what we're trying to really do, is try to, you know, help cultivators and, you know, define what they want to be as far as being greener companies, being more sustainable, and kind of offering that as sort of a, you know, a market differentiation device, so they can, you know, remain relevant and popular, even while, you know, the prices around them kind of, you know, go down.
Well, you know, I remember, you know, Coffee Connection and Bread and Circus here in Massachusetts.
Right.
And then national players, you know, came in, and that's always been the national trend. You expect in the next 10 years that a lot of these regional players will be consumed, go out of business, and then we'll see basically national players controlling the industry?
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's not really the world that I live in, honestly. I'm kind of really focused primarily on helping those companies in business now kind of operate more efficiently and more sustainably. So what I'm doing is helping, you know, those companies that, you know, have licenses in Massachusetts and other states, kind of, you know, be the top of their game. You know, make sure they're adopting best practice as it relates to cultivation. They're saving energy where they can. They're saving water where they can. They're reducing their waste footprint as much as they possibly can. And also they're compliant with the rules, right? The energy and environmental rules in Massachusetts can be kind of complicated. They certainly are more aggressive than almost any other state in the country. And if you're not being compliant with the state rules, you know, you don't have to wait 10 years before you're out of business. You know, you're going to be shut down pretty quickly.
Right.
Big part of my work is really helping folks to understand that suite of challenges as it relates to their cultivation practices, and really helping get ahead of the game.
Well, I'm a big supporter of mom and pop. I do that in my own consulting firm, but I also know that when national players, and I've seen that a lot with my clients, when they want to buy companies, it's hard to turn down an open page, an open checkbook. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, my background is funny. I mean, I was never thought I would be an entrepreneur, to be honest. But it's been a lot of fun. I mean, remember when I was a kid, even, you know, doing the front yard lemonade stand thing. It was enjoyable, but I really enjoyed kind of the social aspect of it. Really getting to know kind of my customers, for lack of a better term. I remember selling candy bars for Cub Scouts, I think, when I was a kid, and ended up just kind of, you know, I remember going to a neighbor's house and just kind of sitting on her couch, and, you know, she was, you know, giving me lollipops and stuff and just enjoying that. So for me, being a business person, being an entrepreneur, is all really about kind of, you know, providing, you know, a service to my clients. I'm not just out there, you know, trying to make a buck, but really trying to help them and figure out ways to, well, take advantage of the opportunities that they have to, you know, to save money. I mean, it's funny, I mentioned the MassSave program. We have the same in Maine, where I actually live now, in Vermont, all over the country, they have these. Our electric companies, or, you know, consumers, customers kind of paying to this. And the budgets are billions of dollars a year. And these monies are not getting tapped, as I mentioned on the outset. So kind of my purpose really is to help folks kind of, you know, just have access to these and understand what they are, and lead them to the process. And in many cases, actually kind of do a lot of the paperwork for them. I'm piloting a project in Maine here with Efficiency Maine, which actually just opened up its offerings to the cannabis industry. For years, the board of Efficiency Maine had basically said that we're not gonna let cannabis companies have access to these dollars. It was the only state in the country that made this position. They lifted that in October. So I've been working with some of my cannabis clients to kind of, you know, to go through that process and to, you know, submit applications for LED rebates, for HVAC rebates, that sort of thing. And it's been amazing. It's been a huge response. I think it'll become a big part of what I do moving forward.
So we've been speaking with Sam Milton. Sam, if someone wants to connect with you at Climate Resources Group or Enlighten Your Grow, how would they find you?
Yeah, for the cannabis work, probably the best place to start is enlightenyourgrow.com. And I've got my suite of services that I do there. I'm also on Instagram at climate_resources. I look forward to talking to anybody. You know, I'm always open for a call. So it was a pleasure. But Jeffrey, thank you so much for having me. It was really a great conversation.
Well, it's going to be a very changing industry. It has been. It's going to continue to evolve. I know there's been new federal legislation. So, you know, everything's up for air, like for change, like every other industry. And if people want to reach me, you can find me right here at jdavis@mageusa.com. And always glad to take your questions and thoughts on additional entrepreneurs. Thanks for being on the show today, Sam.
All right. Thanks, Jeffrey. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.